I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, Golfer Gal, and instead of JB, I have a special co-host with me this week. And I'm sorry for laughing at the very beginning, but it is a food challenge, and JB is right now stuffing his face with McDonald's double cheeseburgers. By the way, my co-host, since I was too busy laughing, is Ryan Hawk, also known as Ryan H., our THP equipment tester. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, Golfer Gal.
I think I just about laughed myself there. Josh has got an incredibly nervous look on his face.
He's already sweating, and he's only had, what, a half a burger?
Yeah, and actually, he's almost finished the first burger already. He's looking at the burger just like, what did I get myself into?
And I got to tell you, this is sweet revenge for me, because about a year ago, he made me eat five hot dogs. Well,
I made you eat five hot dogs.
Can you hear him? He's like, I made you eat five hot dogs. I took the challenge to eat five hot dogs. I was very stupid and decided to go with whole wheat buns because I was trying to be healthy, and I did not finish the challenge. So I have been waiting a very long time for JB to be able to do his challenge, and he decided that he was going to be able to eat six McDonald's double cheeseburger with no pickle in the time that we finished this show, which is approximately 30 minutes.
Oddly enough, it appears that he's chosen a ginger ale as a drink. I don't know if that's to wash it down, but I just don't know if that's a wise choice as far as, you know, if filling up his stomach.
Yeah, the bubbles are just going to fill up his stomach. It's, he should have gone with water, but if you know JB, he doesn't drink water.
We are about halfway done with now with the second hamburger.
Yes.
He's looking down at the dog.
Don't you feed the dog anything.
He doesn't have anything in his hand, but as soon as we start to turn our heads, I think that he may throw a burger down towards the dog.
So while he is shoving his face with burger number two, let's talk a little bit about your weekend while you were down here at the THPHQ.
I got to tell you, it's just been an incredible weekend here with JB and Golfer Gal.
He's breathing heavy, folks. He's breathing heavy already.
These two people are two incredibly generous people. They know their golf. They know their golf equipment. And they've really showed me a great time over the last 3 days. Yesterday,
Josh and I, or JB and I, actually had the chance to play a match against two LPGA players, Chris Tomalis and Meredith Duncan, both rising stars in the LPGA Tour.
And super sweet girls.
Oh, they really are. You know, they're both incredibly...
just interrupt you real quick. JB just looked at us and said, I'm sweating, as he's only one bite into his third burger.
His face is red, and it's not the sunburn.
Third burger in about 4 minutes. Let's start there.
It doesn't matter.
And by the time I'm about done with this one, I will officially have the meat sweats.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear him, but he just said that by the time he's done with his third burger, he will officially have the meat sweats.
I think that I smell manure already. Anyway, so yeah, the girls. The girls were both very, very nice. They did like to talk a little bit of trash to both JB and I as they played with us.
They were actually quite good at it.
Yeah, they were very good at it, and we actually have some...
Our form, they can take a lesson from them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
We actually got some video that we shared with our forum members, and definitely check that out if you want to see the girls poking a little fun at JB and I. So, oddly enough, right now, JB is looking in his fridge.
Yeah, what is he? Oh, he's going for a second drink.
Another ginger ale. See, that's the kiss of death right
there. I know.
There.
What is this? The ginger ale is going to be like the wheat buns. It's going to be what ends him. I'll tell you what, though. The dog is circling him like a shark.
I don't know if it's because she's worried for his health or if it's...
No, she's... she's hoping for something to fall.
Maybe he keels over and three hamburgers, actually three and one quarter hamburgers come with him. I'm not really sure.
I got to tell you, it doesn't even look like he's put a dent in it. And I know he's about to finish. He's about to be halfway done, and it doesn't even look like he's put a dent in it.
No. He started strong and just has died off quickly.
I know.
Kind of like our golf game yesterday, actually. We started off strong.
Yeah, you did start off strong, didn't you?
And then, right about halfway is where the pain started to happen, right? Right, JB?
He's shaking his head. Yes, he's wiping the sweat off of his forehead.
His hair is a little slicked back. He's got a sheen, kind of grease. I think I hear his aorta starting to stretch slightly.
Yeah. Oh, he's breathing. He's taking deep breaths. Oh, he says he's got plenty of time. Plenty of time. We shall see.
We listened to his strategy a little bit before this happened. Mm-hmm. He wanted to start strong, get at least four, he was thinking.
Yeah, three to four. Four and 10 minutes is what he said. Yeah. 4 and 10 minutes.
He's actually pretty well on his way to that, though. I think about 2 bites into number three, that strategy may just go down the tube.
Yeah. Oh, he's picked up the fourth.
The fourth. And that is a big bite. I'm going to give him props. That's a big bite. You can't spit it out from laughing. You can't do that.
There's zero cheating. Reversal of fortune, whether it's through spitting out or you know. Can't do it. So
barfing,
keep on chewing.
Spitting.
He's never going to eat a McDonald's double cheeseburger again, I promise you. I have yet, by the way, I have not eaten a hot dog since then, so I'm pretty sure this will be the end of his McDonald's.
As we were playing golf today, we actually played this morning over at Grand Cypress. About noon was our tee-off time, and we had a pretty decent-sized breakfast. And I said to JB, maybe you should just eat this breakfast and just be done with it for the rest of the day. And he said, no, I'll be fine. So he decides to eat a pretty nice-sized ham croissant and some barbecue chips. I think 3 or 4 sodas along
man.
The way.
And you know what's funny? He doesn't normally eat that much during the day.
No, it was poor planning on his part.
Unless he was trying to expand his stomach. That's what it was. He just pointed at me. He was trying to expand his stomach for the challenge.
Oddly, it's always the skinny guys that can eat the most. From
I know.
Seen.
How
so
funny is that? How does that happen?
He's pretty trim.
Was.
And actually after this, I'm thinking about 6 or 7 pounds are going to be hanging well, over the sides of his Sligo shorts.
Oh my goodness. So how was the course and when you played with the girls, what was it like playing with them and being able to compare it to being on tour, I guess, in a sense?
Well, it was very interesting. We played a course called Falcon's Fire in Kissimmee, I believe. When we asked the girls what tee they wanted to play from, they thought that the men's blue tee, so what most of us would consider the back tees, they thought that would be the best choice. So about 6,500 yards, which actually surprised me quite a bit. I thought that we'd actually play a little bit shorter than that.
And you guys all played from the same tees?
We all played from the same tees, yes, we sure did. We played a 6-6-6 format. The beginning was a better ball. So the first 6 holes was better ball. The second 6 holes was a scramble, which is a pretty major mistake on our part to let those girls scramble against us. And the last 6.
No spitting
into the napkin either.
Oh, I know. I'm going to inspect that. Don't you dare.
Oh, that's cheating. The last 6 was alternate shot, and I just heard a
giant belch.
Luckily, we actually covered the kitchen in plastic sheeting prior to the radio show today.
Yeah, we did. Like it was mafia style.
That's right, just like Ray Romano's, or Everybody Loves Raymond's mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, our round. Falcon's Fire was a pretty good course. It was very challenging. Had some really tough holes.
Lots of bunkers, I heard, huh?
Lots of bunkers. There were a few holes where there was probably upwards of 20 bunkers. No, those girls were never. Well, I think maybe one time I saw a bunker shot. The girls do not miss a fairway, ever. I don't know if they missed a fairway all day. Chris hits the ball really high off of the tee. Really far. Meredith has more of a what we call maybe a penetrating or lower ball flight off the tee that just runs for ages.
But you're right, they don't ever miss a fairway. When we play with Meredith, same thing. She never missed a fairway.
No, and they don't. I mean, the girls were actually very funny all day. They weren't taking it too serious, but at the same time, they just stood up and every time just put it right down the middle. It was a sight to see. There's no doubt about that.
Can you talk about the 30-foot putt that Chris drained?
Which one?
Which one? Good point.
First hole, this was when we were playing better ball. JB gets on the green in two. I think I hit a 5-wood backwards about 6 inches for my second shot, so I was no good for that one. JB's 7-8 feet from the hole. We're thinking that we're in a real good spot. Chris is about pin high, 30 feet away. Across the green, pretty decent amount of break, and she drained it. So JB's sitting there. I see four burgers gone.
Yeah, he stopped. I mean, he's really
not
just not.
Right now.
Yeah.
But he, again, is drinking ginger ale.
I know.
He's, I think.
Oh, he's standing up.
Trying
to wash a little
bit of the
burger
out of his teeth right now.
Yeah. He's struggling.
Definitely struggling.
Four burgers down in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, right, four burgers down in 10 minutes. That's pretty good. Unfortunately, you look as pale as the European tourist that we saw ahead of us yesterday. Right now,
it looks like the red in his cheeks. You're right; they're gone, and now it's just kind of pale and possibly turning a little green. Even now, he says nonsense.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, you want to talk about the outing a little bit?
I think that's a good idea because it's coming up. I can't believe it. We're what, like a month out now?
We actually, tomorrow will be a month away from the day that I head towards West Palm Beach for our second annual, but really third, THP demo day and outing.
And I am so excited about it.
Yeah.
We didn't think we could get more equipment than what we had last year, but we have a lot more, not just a little bit more. We have a lot more equipment and little brands too, not little brands, but lesser known companies or companies that you wouldn't expect to be out there are going to be out there.
I'm really amazed at the amount of companies that have stood up and thrown out their products for everyday golfers to give their thoughts on. I think it's an incredible.
He just said this was a horrible idea, by the way.
You're at 4.25. I mean,
I know.
You're
at this point, there's no turning back.
Well, there's,
oh, there's no turning back.
His eyes are watering, folks.
I know.
See a bit of mustard coming out of his left nostril. I have actually seen it firsthand. There is a ridiculous amount of equipment at THP headquarters right now.
And we have a really cool format that we're going to do this year that we did different from last year when it comes to the demo day. And I think that that's really going to be a lot of fun. We're going to break it up so we can do irons at one time and then drivers and wedges. And we're going to have fun contests while we're out there so that this way everybody can try everything. Plus, we'll have our launch monitor out there. Could not think of the word for a second. And I think that that will one, make everything go smoothly, and two, just be a lot more fun for everybody. Plus, we have possibly the most fun contest going on during demo day, dressed like a tour player.
Dressed like a tour player. That is correct. Actually, you're going to be seeing people dressed as their favorite or the tour player that looks the most like them, as well as at the same time, they are going to be trying to drain a 100-foot putt for Never Compromise Gambler. Is that correct?
Customized
Never Compromise Gambler. I have to say, though, that the format of the demo day, I think, was just a great idea. I've been to the first two outings. We had two last year. The first one I went, and JB has disappeared from the building.
Yeah. He better not be. I think he's getting equipment.
Oh, equipment. Okay.
I think he's getting equipment.
Equipment. That's
right. He better be getting
equipment.
Maybe
a toothbrush so he can shove it down his throat. The first outing I really went in and I was just starstruck. I thought what I was seeing was a ton of equipment. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, he's got the putter.
Oh, the Never Compromise. That's much better than a toothbrush. it says THP fan on the plumber neck hosel.
He's jumping up and down trying to make room.
I don't think that works.
No, I think it's just going to make things a lot worse.
You're just going to run up. It's going to be like a roadblock. On the back, of course, it says Forged. It's a Never Compromise Royal, and it's got paint fill of gold and white. Just incredible.
It's a beautiful putter. It's going to be one very lucky person. I wonder if the same person will win. We had Bulldog for a member win last year. He sunk a ridiculous putt.
That I think that the entire resort heard the roars.
I think so
of
too.
All of us at that time, and of course, by that time, all of us were completely drained and tired out from the long weekend. But that really just threw a lot of life back into us.
Do you have your outfit ready for Dress Like a Tour? Don't tell us because everybody's being very secretive. I just want to know if you got your outfit picked out already.
I'm not going to lie. I really have no clue what I'm going to do. There is one tour player out there that I think I look like a little bit, especially if I get a tan. But I just don't think anybody's going to know who I am.
No?
No, he's obviously a good player and actually had a tournament last year that he did well in. But at the same time, I would say that probably...
He's not... Sorry. Oh, that, by the way, is Ellie deciding that she's going to play with a squeaky toy because Josh is not feeding her.
I believe that she's actually trying to alert the local emergency medical services to come rescue her daddy. So I did make a update about, what, 3, 4, 5 minutes ago, and we were on 4.25.
Yeah, we're down 4.5.
And we finally just hit 4.5.
How much more time do we have? How much more time do you have left? Enough?
Right now we have actually hit the 15-minute mark.
We're halfway there.
Yeah, almost 16 minutes. So you got approximately 14 minutes.
But I'm telling you right now, when you slow down, it makes it so much harder to keep eating. You just got to keep going.
He
says it's the only pace he has left.
This is the pace that JB hates. He's an incredibly fast golf player, or a golfer, and right now he's just struggling. It's like there's a six of them in front of him, and all of them just started.
Yeah.
That's right. See, he's getting angry now as well.
I know. Forget the meats, Wes. He's got like the meat means or whatever. I don't know. He's getting angry.
I actually see a sweat stain under his right armpit right now.
Nice. He's actually looking at his arm.
It's beef color, whatever that is. Yeah.
Oh,
so anyway,
goodness.
Back to the outing.
Yeah, we can talk about the outing. But speaking of the players, and I know that we're a little past the Masters at this point, but I haven't had a chance to talk too much about the Masters. We've been so busy. What were your thoughts on the Masters? I mean, what did you think of that ridiculously crazy Sunday finish?
I love the Sunday finish.
Tiger's back.
He's back. Josh says Tiger's back. I'm sure none of us have ever heard that. I think that the front nine by Tiger was some of the more exciting golf that I've seen in quite a long time.
It was. It
really
was.
If you love him or hate him, I just don't know how you can deny that was exciting. But at the same time...
Ellie was excited, apparently.
Ellie is. Anyway, Schwartzel wasn't the most exciting winner, I'm not going to lie. He doesn't have that that fire maybe that some of the other players do, but at the same time, who drains 4 birdie putts to close out the
Masters? I know, the Masters. I mean, that's just something that you don't see every day. He was pretty normal. Everything was fine. He got slightly animated by 17 and by 18. I mean, that last putt that he birdied, because he only needed a par. He was pretty excited about it. I saw a fist pump, but you're right. He's not like a filler, a Tiger, or somebody who would have gotten the crowd going, you know. But I'll say this. I still don't think that anybody can get a crowd going like Tiger can. I just don't think that anybody can.
No. It's just – so we're still on 4.5, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
During, 2 minutes have passed. We're down to actually about 11.5 minutes now.
He's not
and more
finish.
Ginger ale. And more ginger ale.
It's
He's not
going to finish.
You.
No.
It's not helping you. No. Oh, it's laughing that's causing.
Sure, he's blaming. Yeah. He's blaming us in laughter at this point.
Yep, exactly.
Two giant meals on the way.
Yeah, it's the ham sandwich.
But it expanded
apparently.
Your stomach. Come on now.
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. I don't think that anybody can really get a crowd going like Tiger can.
No, but at the same time, there's not as very many people
overflow
who can really make people hate him more than Tiger either. So I think that there was some people that were really rooting for him, some that wanted to see him have a pretty bad back nine. In the end, he had a pretty blah back nine. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't enough to win.
Agreed.
Though at the same time, how long can you keep that kind of golf going?
I know. He's got to win. He has to win soon. Otherwise, I think that even his fans are going to start questioning whether or not he's... We just got a white napkin of surrender.
I can't do it.
This was a 30-minute show.
You need to come
We're
over here and say into
and
the
half.
Microphone. You can't do it. Come on.
Doesn't that mixture of...
4.5 burgers is enough.
Four and a half is
enough. He's done. He's done, folks.
Oddly, earlier today I said, maybe you should just do 5. And we
gave him an out, too. We said 5 and what? A large fry?
I just said 5.
I even said 4, a 10-piece McNugget and a large fry. I gave him all sorts of options, but he just says that could have been done.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Bread is just too much.
He said...
I look at it, and I still think if I really wanted to make myself sick, I could do this.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Shove one in the other and just power through it. But in the end, I don't want to be sick.
He doesn't want to be sick?
And that last bite I chewed said...
So basically, if we were on the show Man vs. Food...
Food won.
The food absolutely won.
Yes. Do you want to come over here and give your final speech? I don't think you can get up.
No.
I don't know if you're really allowed to make a speech when you only eat 4.5 burgers.
His stomach is speaking for him right now. What did you think, going back to the Masters while he potentially gets sick over there, what did you think about the two Aussies? I mean, you got to feel kind of bad. Like, I kind of wanted to see one of them win. I mean, they've never won.
You know, I really love to see Jason Day go out and get pumped up at the end.
Yeah, what
and,
a great ending,
I mean,
right?
Finished strong.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
You know, that was really exciting. Actually, to me, that was almost more exciting than watching Charles come up on the 18th hole and hit another birdie. I don't know about Adam Scott.
Are you? Let me ask this, though. Is it because of the putter?
It's not that I'm against the putter. It's just that he's such a young guy, and he's you know, he's stylish, and he just exudes youth. And then he's using that,
broom putter,
big,
right?
Giant putter, and he just looks a little bit goofy. I'm not going to lie. I just wasn't really thrilled by his game that day, even though he played very well. It just didn't do anything for
him. Now what about poor Rory? I know I'm probably one of the few people who does feel bad for him, but I admit I'm one of those overly sensitive women. And I mean, listen, he deserved to lose because he played poorly. He even introduced us to a whole other part of the course that I don't think most of the nation even knew existed by those cabins.
That's very true. And I was, I actually really could kind of identify with him as I saw him up by that house, looking down at the hole, like, you know, what did I get myself into? He definitely demanded a little bit of pity, just by the look on his face. I mean, it was horrible seeing him miss 4-foot putt after 4-foot putt. At the same time, you know, JB and I had a talk about this as well. You know, he wanted to talk like he was a champion.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to lose before you can be a champion.
That's true.
And it was rough to watch. I wish they quit showing him after he really blew up that hole.
So let me ask you this then. Who's going to win a major first? Is it going to be Dustin Johnson, who likes to choke on Sundays? Or is it going to be Rory, who apparently likes to choke on Sundays? Who's going to win it?
Honestly, I think neither of them.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think either of them are going to be major winners.
If I had to pick, though, I'd pick Rory before I'd pick Dustin.
I think
Ellie agrees. She's squeaking her toy in agreement.
Apparently Ellie agrees. JB, on the other hand, has actually disappeared.
Yeah, he has. We haven't seen him in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes.
I think I just heard his computer chair keel over and die. due to the extra weight. I'm not going to lie. I actually carried the bag out of McDonald's of the cheeseburgers, and it had to weigh a good four pounds. Now, I did have a 10-piece McNugget in there, of which JB actually thought about trying to bum one off of me. He actually had a little interest in my McNuggets before this started, but... You know, personally, I think that the kiss of the death, or the kiss of death,
was
really...
was the ginger ale.
I think it was the ginger ale.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a half a can... and he drank another can. Well, I'd say he drank almost about a can and a half.
That, I mean, that's just expanding in his stomach with those bubbles. That cannot be good.
Makes no sense.
No,
at all.
None whatsoever.
It's
I'm
right.
a little concerned though. Oh, wait.
Oh, he's
we have
appeared.
A JB sighting.
He doesn't seem like he's very happy about the result. He may be
Would
considering
you like some
eating
Pepto?
Some more.
No, I can get through that. I just don't.
It's not worth it.
He's claiming that he can actually do it, but he doesn't want to get sick. Personally, I don't think he can.
I don't either.
I'd love
Nor
to
did
see
I
him.
Ever think that he could, but he kept running his mouth that he could.
I think if he's got 5 minutes, if he really was committed to the... committed.
That's just it. I'm not really committed. What are
you, you know, really, you're not winning anything out of this, are you?
Exactly.
Just
it's
bragging
not
rights.
Like a matchup at the outing.
That's true.
There's a reward at the
There's
end.
Nothing on the
But you could be
line.
Like Charlie Sheen, you know. Winning. Come on. We'll
There's
be like on Twitter.
No winning here. No winning here. This has not been a winning weekend
no.
in any way.
So are you kind of sad that you're heading back up north?
I got to tell you, I miss the heck out of my family.
Uh-huh.
Looking forward to seeing my son tomorrow and Erica. At the same time, I just hate to leave Florida every time I do. It's amazing down here.
We've had some nice weather while you're here.
Oh, the weather has been incredible. Almost 90 degrees yesterday. We had a little breeze that kind of made it feel, you know, more comfortable. Today was in the mid-80s. Not a cloud in the sky today.
Yeah.
There's just been nothing bad about the weather. All the courses that we played were excellent. Hit a lot of equipment actually today on the range before our round. I really didn't even think I should go out and play. I was so tired.
And everybody can read the follow-up about your experiences and your feedback on the equipment by going to the THP forum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it'll be on the front page, but you can always go into the forum section to the golf balls and accessories.
I talk a lot, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of information out there.
And
I'm definitely going to start working on that soon.
Well, we are so glad that you were able to come down here.
Thanks for having me.
And so glad that you got to witness this with me, watch the surrender, so that I have proof that he did not do it. He doesn't try and lie about it. And
I kind of feel bad for him right now.
I don't feel bad at all.
It was a great time.
I don't feel bad. I'm going to feel bad later when I have to deal with it, but right now I don't feel bad at all.
You have to sleep in the same bed as him. So
I know. Thank God we have another.
Across the house.
Thank God we have an extra bed. Well, on behalf of myself, Ryan, and JB, we want to thank you for listening, and hopefully JB will be back next week. Depends if he survives. So, see you next week, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.